Hey, what's up? It's Frick. I am so frustrated. I have been trying to set up my computer to record this. It's just insane. You just don't even want to know. Nothing works. Totally nothing works. It's so hopeless. The technology involved in this, you don't even want to know. It's insane. I shouldn't even be doing this. Computer out the window about an hour ago. Like the technology gremlins do not want me recording. I mean, it's just everything. And this room is a total fucking mess. Like there's no way to work in here. It's stacked as high as my head with stuff. And I just moved into this giant apartment. I mean, it's palatial in Boston. It's gigantic, me and my girlfriend. And yet, in this room, my work room, my war room, you can't walk across the room. You can't walk. You can enter the room and sit in the chair near the door and marvel at how much crap is under your feet and how every time you turn around, you knock something off a pile of other somethings. It is like, it's intolerable. I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you in this mess. It's really unbelievable. And I'll calm down in a minute. I mean, just from talking about it, it calms me down a little bit. I mean, mostly this is just frustration about all my technology, which then attaches to the frustration about finding things that fix the technology. And when you finally do find those things are broken. You know, it's like everything's broken. Everything's in a pile somewhere. I can't find anything. And here's how all of this happened. See, my girlfriend has a lot of things. There's just piles and piles of things. The first time I ever went to her house, I stepped in the door into the kitchen, and there was a path to the stove, and that's it, that you could just walk on this one path. You couldn't even, like, it wasn't a wide enough path to pass someone on or to see if there was a table there or something. And then there was a path to the bedroom with a path to the bed. That was it. It was like two paths. Her house, her apartment was two paths. I actually didn't think too much of it at the time. I wasn't like that emotionally involved in the situation when I first met her. I actually really didn't care, you know. It never troubled me really until a year ago when we started talking about moving in together. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to live like this. And, I don't know. I guess she's the kind of person who just puts things off until they're a complete emergency, a complete problem. She just doesn't deal with them. So, so, you know, 3 months before we moved into this place, she still had piles of stuff. And in fact, it was around, well, I don't know when it was, maybe it was about like 6 months ago, I discovered in her apartment, there's actually another room I didn't even know about. Like, it was, I don't know if she was hiding it, or it was just that it was behind so many massive piles. It just, like, it never came up. But that room was also full of piles of stuff, so. And, you know, there's storage spaces outside of the apartment that are full of stuff. And there's her mother's house in New Hampshire, which I've never been to, which apparently is full of stuff. And then there's all her mother's storage spaces. So it's like this kind of family tree lineage of rooms full of stuff up to the ceiling, which kind of descends down through the generations and ultimately lands in this room that I'm talking to you in. Right here into this pile of stuff. And, you know, I had no plans on living this way or moving into a place that had a room full of stuff this bad. And in fact, the rest of the apartment, we've managed to keep it beautiful and spacious and comfortable and usable, thanks to a great effort on both of our parts. We moved in here a couple months ago, and, you know, there was a buildup of, like, we signed a lease 2 months before that, and we had to start getting ready and, like, reserve, you know, a moving truck and get boxes and pack, you know. And then there was early moving. Like, we had an opportunity to get some stuff over here in advance. And actually, on September 1st, the day, our first day in here, I was already in. I was all the way in the place, and I was glad. And I was hoping that I was not going to have to. It was the hottest day of the year. I was hoping that I was not going to be managing her stuff, because it was too much of it, and it was too much of a problem. And she had a, the plan was she would just throw out basically anything she didn't need or give it away or whatever, but that she'd move in here with what she really needed and what was really reasonable and stop the hoarding. That was the plan. But you always have the plan and the reality. So let me get some water. Hang on. Anyway, the night before the deadline, the night before the first of the month, I was in and I was going to bed, and she was still moving things in the house and was going to basically, her plan was to stay up all night, finish getting out of her old apartment, and driving in many, many, many trips in a in this rented SUV, driving things over to the new place and moving them in. It was just crazy. I just felt like, you know, how did it all wind up at the last minute? And why was she going to have to lose a whole night's worth of sleep? It just, it didn't seem right, you know? It just, but how much, you know, the dilemma is like, how much do you solve a person's problems? How much do you make it your problem? No matter how much you care about them, no matter how painful it is, no matter how much you want them not to have the problem, you know, no matter how much you want them to work it out, no matter how much you want it to work out for them, no matter how much you want it to work out for you, like, when, at what point do you, like, step in and start solving a person's problems, you know, like, I don't know, for me, that's actually a dilemma. For me, that might be simple for you. I don't know. For some people, they know where they do that and when it's cool, and they're clear about it, so it's not a problem when they do it, and they're clear about it, so it's not a problem when they don't do it. But for me, it's just like, I don't know. I try to err, I guess, on the side nowadays. I err on the side of, look, this is your problem. You can ask me for help, and I'll help. But it's really your problem, you know. So I just went to sleep, and the next morning there was this emergency phone call, like emergency that felt like the tone of the call, it was her, and the tone was like, you know, like the call you get from a scene of an accident, like, you know, someone you love was just in a horrible car wreck kind of call. It was just, she was falling apart. She could barely talk. I didn't even know what she was saying. And she was having a total meltdown. She was still in her old apartment, an apartment full of stuff still. And, you know, the new people were moving in. The landlord was there. The landlord wanted to actually do some kind of renovations or painting or something that day to get it ready for these new people coming in. And she was just stuck there. And she wasn't going to be able to get out of there. She'd been up all night. I mean, it was such a mess. I didn't even know what to say. I was like, I don't know how to react to this. I don't know how to respond. Finally, she just hung up on me. She wouldn't pick up her phone. She wouldn't respond to texts. She was just like, the last thing she said was, and she was crying. I can't even imitate it. Like, I can't. It's too painful to try and sound like what it sounded like. But she just said, I guess I'll just try my best. And it was really, like, totally heartbreaking for me. Like, I'm not over it. You know, I'm not over that phone call. And it's 2 months later. I mean, I have to deal with it. I have to deal with a lot of shit here because stuff gets swept under the rug, you know. She wouldn't call me back or talk to me about it. So I finally just like got on my bicycle, called into work, canceled all plans for the day, and rode on the hottest day of the summer over to her old apartment to see the damage, you know, and it was pretty bad. There was still like a full day of work, and I'm talking like a full day with maybe four people to excavate the stuff. There was things all over the driveway, all over the yard. There was rooms full of stuff inside the house, and it was like little piles of little things and vases and kitchen things and framed things and not framed things and checkbooks and credit cards and pencils and small clips and pieces of other things and clothing and single shoes and paired shoes and string. I mean, it was just like, it was an unaccountable mass. And this is after 2 months of packing, a week of moving, multiple trips with a U-Haul truck to the new place and to a storage space, or three storage spaces, which she had. I mean, she actually had somehow in the middle of the months of packing and culling out extras and getting rid of stuff, somehow had acquired an entire additional storage space of things that she didn't previously own. So, needless to say, this was like, it just came to a head right there. And the landlord was there, and he just wanted somebody to deal with it, like, now. And I tried to, you know, get him on my side and tell him I was going to start dealing with it. And then we recruited a friend of mine who just came in, and she was sort of like the neutral outside party. And then my girlfriend just went into, like, she kind of, like, after a night of, full night up of trying to head off the storm, she just, like, caved in, and she just walked out in the backyard and just, like, passed out. She fell asleep in the grass. And me and my friend just started to haul things out of that building and, like, throw them on the sidewalk and figure out how we'd get them out off the property. Ultimately, we wound up calling a moving company. This is on September 1st in Boston, a city of colleges and students moving. You can't even get a U-Haul truck unless you reserve it, like, 6 months in advance for this particular day. We somehow found a moving company, two guys in a truck with a lift, who would come over whenever they were done with their other three moves that day. They showed up in the afternoon. We'd removed everything from the house, and they just had to throw it in a truck and drive it into a new additional storage space, which we had acquired in the middle of this day, and put it in there. And I mean, I had to pay them. And it was a hot, hot day, and it was not how I wanted to spend my first day in my new home, my new life. It was really unbelievable. I don't know what I got myself into. Been listening to Frickin' Circus at www.frickincircus.com. Send me an email, frick@frickincircus.com. Peace out, sauerkraut.